This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am so frustrated that more people aren't talking about this, and this is just absolutely crushing. So apparently, another person has died, not because of COVID virus, but because of an argument over the masks. How many people have died or gotten hurt over these mask issues and mandates and rules? And a grocery store cashier in Atlanta was killed. Three other people wounded because there was a shooting that followed after an argument over wearing face masks in the supermarket. This is ridiculous. What? DeKalb County Sheriff Melody Maddox said the shooting occurred inside the Big Bear supermarket in Decatur. Several people were inside at the time. She said a female cashier was killed when a man opened fire. There was some confrontation. I heard that he wasn't wearing a mask and she asked him to, and he got mad. But according to the county sheriff, she said it was in reference to the wearing of masks, at which time the subject pulled out a weapon and shot the cashier. Now, the customer was identified as Victor Lee Tucker Jr. of Palmetto, Georgia. He's 30 years old. According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the agency said preliminary information indicates that Tucker got into an argument with the cashier and left the store without making his purchase. And then he came back inside. He walked back to the cashier, pulled out a honey handgun and shot her. A reserve deputy who was employed part-time security with the store exchanged fire with the suspect. Both got wounded. Then DeKalb County Police Department officers arrested Tucker as he was attempting to crawl out the front door of the supermarket. Maddox said the deputy was hit twice by gunfire but was wearing a bulletproof vest, was taken to a medical center where he's in stable condition. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said Tucker is also in stable condition. A second cashier was grazed by a bullet. She was treated for her injury at the scene. And the deputy is retired and a member of a reserve unit. The unit consists of certified law enforcement officers, not actively working for law enforcement, but such deputies can work with the sheriff's office on a volunteer basis and can work part-time security jobs. Well, that's nice. We need all the help we can get. And this deputy probably saved a bunch of lives. Supermarket is located near the gallery at South DeKalb Mall. And Decatur is a suburban community about 6 miles east of downtown Atlanta. And so this is just another example of why we really need to rethink these mandates or these controls, even though many states have loosened up their masks. A lot of them said, look, as long as you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear one. If you're unvaccinated, you need to. But many restaurant owners, because the masks have been quasi-popular, half the country liked them, half the country didn't, many businesses out there are mandating that their employees still enforce masks. Now, I spoke to my employees about this, and I said, look, I don't want any of your lives at risk. If somebody doesn't want to wear a mask, fine. I mean, the governor said we don't have to wear masks if we're vaccinated. It's not on us to decide if somebody's vaccinated or not. I understand the company wants everybody in masks, but your life comes first. And there are people out there that have been shot, that have been stabbed, that have been attacked, because they're being good employees. They don't care about the masks one way or another. But because their boss said we have to, you know, administer the masks, we have to enforce it, you have non-law enforcement individuals, some of them pregnant, some of them 105 pounds, trying to accost a six foot three, 275 pound man on him not wearing a mask. We're not police. And, I'm very frustrated with the whole mask discussion because N95 respirators are the ones that have been proven to show the type of protection we need against the virus. A lot of the face coverings people are wearing are, I think, dirty, contaminated, not, you know, cleaned out after each use, and not very specific in terms of preventing a virus from getting through the cloth. So, what are we doing this for? Our employees are getting killed over, you need to wear masks. Even Fauci, in an email, even said, look, you know, the masks provide a barrier. It's not worth dying over. What are these companies doing? I get they're afraid. Everybody's afraid because they're caught between a rock and a hard place. If a company says, okay, we're not going to push the masks, and then somebody gets COVID, they can sue the employer. But if the employer says, all right, guys, you have to enforce the masks, they're putting their employees at risk. And we're not even talking N95 respirator masks. It's the heat of the summer. It's hot. Now, this guy that shot the person needs to get, prosecuted to the extent of the law. I don't even know what the penalty is for straight up murder, in Georgia. But my argument is protect our employees. They cannot enforce mask mandates that the CDC has already loosened. And I know many people are like, yeah, but the CDC might have got it wrong and people could still carry COVID despite them being vaccinated, and how do we know if somebody's vaccinated or unvaccinated? That's not your employee's fault. Your employees need to be out of it. And when I see these employees have to go up to people, and I think some of them are very scared, saying, look, you need a mask. Some of them might, really get off on it going, oh, yeah, look, you wear a mask. But I think the average person's like, oh, my gosh, I got to now accost that person. Approach him? It's ridiculous. Stop it already. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. I need to wet my whistle. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of us have dogs, and we love our dogs. And we want our dogs to live forever. I want my little Uzi to live forever. I love my Uzi. She's my Uzi. And I just love her so much. I love my cats. Cats are a little bit more crickety. As they age, they get a little grumpy. Dogs, no. All my dogs that lived well into their old age were still full of love. My cats are a completely different story. Shake wakes up every day, looks at me, and says, "Am I still here?" And I go, "Yeah, you're still here. You want to go to the farm? You know, we can help make that happen." He's like, "Ah, I don't think I want to go yet. You know, where's my eats?" And then, you know, we give him eats, right? You know, and then we have another old one. She's like 16. She doesn't act that old. The 15-year-old, or the one about to turn 15, feels older. But anyway, so she just kind of comes and looks at me like, you're still here? I'm like, me? I'm still here? Yeah, I live here. She's like, well, get out. So I just don't have the relationship I have with my cats like I do with my doggy Uzi. Hey, she's so cute. Well, when we look at our dogs and we want to know how much longer they're going to live, we try to age them. We try to calculate their age. So we got Uzi 4 years ago. And so I've been told for years you multiply 7. And that's dog years. So Uzi 4 times 7 would be she's 28. Now, I don't know, because I thought dogs become adults sooner. But I guess if we're trying to figure out longevity, I mean, as long as she doesn't do opioids, all right, I'm thinking, okay, well, then she'll live grown-up years till 70, 80. It's kind of that's where that came from. Because if you have a dog that's about 10 years old, 10 times 7 is 70. But apparently there's a study that had come out last month or the month before saying, no, quit doing that. That makes absolutely no sense. So let me kind of read this here. They say, a new study reveals that a dog becomes a teenager at the 6-month-old mark and is a fully-fledged adult by the time it's 2. It's a senior by the time it's 7. Now, I know every dog is different. Every breed is different. Some breeds will live longer than others. I think little dogs live longer than big dogs. Our big dog, Apollo, was a golden, yellow lab, and he had hip issues and all sorts of stuff. Still happy, still smiling. Wouldn't even know that he was in pain if it wasn't the vet saying, I think these are hurting him. I go, what do we do? You know, all he's doing is smiling and giving us love, so thank God for vets. But a review of previous studies that was published in the Frontiers of Veterinary Science said that dogs actually don't really go by that 7-year thing. And you know what? Here's the thing. Maybe they did. And dogs kind of do their own thing. They act like, you know, that, you know, they'll listen to us and we're in charge, but they're really not. My dog wakes me up every day at 3:30 in the morning. It was about maybe 3:50 this morning, probably because of my birthday. She wanted me to sleep in a little bit. But she just wants to wake me up and go, I'm here. I'm back in the bed. I'm like, what are you doing? First of all, you're not even supposed to sleep in the bed. And second, why are you waking me up? You know, your curfew was 8:30 at night. And so I think dogs do their own thing. So that's my guess. My guess is dogs are like, you know what, to heck with this. So apparently in this study, they found a 1-year-old dog is juvenile, just finishing puberty. And is actually a 1-year-old is actually akin to a 15-year-old human. Yeah, I'm using the word akin. Well, now that I'm 50, I need to start sounding like somebody who learned a lot of vocabulary in school. Not just, you know, cool and awesome and dude like I learned in the 80s. Maximum zoom dweeb, you know, far out, heavy. These are the words I used in the 80s. We don't use those. Totally tubular. Yeah, we don't do that anymore. So now I have to say it's a kit. They now have to act all older. 12 months later, 2 years old, dogs have reached full maturity in the same way as a 25-year-old person. I get that because when I was 2, I think I was already growing boobies. So I think I could get that. So anyway, so the crux of that study is don't be taking your dog and just multiplying it by 7. Okay? If your dog's acting old, it's old. If your dog is trying to have sex with something else, and they're only 6 months old, and you're thinking they're a puppy. No, they're a teenager. Okay? Now, we have another issue. Apparently, the CDC is banning dogs from over 113 countries, including Russia, I think also China. Let me see if we have a list of some of these countries. I'm not going to give you all 113. Yeah, Russia, Ukraine, Colombia. Apparently, 1 million dogs are being brought to the U.S. each year. And there's been at least 450 dogs that have had falsified rabies vaccine certificates. And so dogs are coming in with falsified certificates. They don't want dogs spreading rabies because rabies is very deadly to humans, dogs, other animals. It could spread as simple as a little scratch. Virus will feed into the wound, find a nerve, travel up the nervous system, affect the brain. The reason why in all these cartoons when we were growing up, dogs with rabies would be hypersalivating and looking all crazy and angry, it's because the virus goes to the brain. And by the time we diagnose rabies, somebody could die. So there are rabies vaccines out there for even humans, rabies vaccines for animals. And so if any dog is going to be coming into the country, apparently they have to show vaccination status. Now, I bring this up not because I'm expecting to get any dogs coming from the Ukraine anytime soon, but they have found a 52% rise in false vaccination documents. And here we are contemplating vaccine passports and contemplating, you know, should we mandate vaccines? Should we require people to show proof of vaccines? The false documentation, false paper market is probably bigger than any of us could have even imagined. You know, when I got my COVID vaccine, my Pfizer vaccine, I wanted to put it on Facebook, not to brag and go, hey guys, I was vaccinated. But I did that because for some reason when my computers die, I don't know how to access the cloud. Facebook has done an amazing job over the last decade of keeping all my pictures for me. They'll even, at year anniversaries, remind me of my pictures. When it's a friend's birthday, it will pop up that picture I took with that friend. So Facebook is kind of like my executive assistant. And so I'm like, I don't want to lose this card because we lose stuff. My husband and I lose things all the time. So I'm like, let me put that picture up there. Now, what I did is I blocked out any sort of insignia or logo that could be replicated. And, of course, my birthday, because I didn't want people to think that I was 49 at the time, because I've been trying to say I'm in my 20s. Some of you think I'm in my 20s, which is fantastic, even though I was, you know, still in medical school at the time. But I just didn't want people to see my age. I didn't want people replicating the card. But unfortunately, what I put up there, I can't really use as a vaccine passport because it's, you know, me like this, and it's all blocked. It has all these, you know, blackout areas. But the reason why the government came out saying, guys, stop putting your cards on social media is because people could copy them. And they're pretty easy cards to copy. It's a simple common stock. It's the lettering. It's the logo. People can easily produce these things now. I don't know if you've seen cartoon pictures of everybody. I even did it. You can now take your face. There's an app to just completely transform it into like a Scooby-Doo picture or something like that, or a Voltron, you know, with the nice big eyes. And you look kind of good that way. So we have the technology to reproduce anything on our own phones. Send the JPEG to our email, print it. So unfortunately, if somebody has a piece of paper saying I've been vaccinated, how do we know? How do we know it's true? So if we're having this issue where the CDC has had to ban dogs from 113 different countries, my guess is vaccine, whether it's rabies, whether it's anything else, vaccine certification paperwork is adulterated all the time. And they're trying to limit dogs coming in to the country. So what happens now when it comes to vaccines? So I am not a fan of the vaccine passport because, as I've said before, even if you're vaccinated, you're still carrying the virus. So I need to still assume, any of you who are vulnerable that can't get the vaccine, that's waiting for herd immunity, you still have to look at somebody with the same caution. You know, yeah, a vaccinated person might have less viral load, but I don't want any immunocompromised person putting their mouth on anybody else who could have an infectious disease. And the other thing, too, also is there's other diseases besides COVID. So if you are immunocompromised, I don't want you getting tuberculosis. I don't want you getting anything else. So I think the vaccine passports, I get why people want them, but it just barely touches the surface, and I think it will cause more mayhem and restrict liberties. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and President Biden have agreed to return to the United States and Russian ambassadors to their posts in Moscow and Washington, D.C. After his big summit with Biden in Geneva, Putin telling reporters the two sides have agreed to continue talks on nuclear security. And as far as his conversations with Biden, Putin saying,
"The talks were very constructive. Personally, I was convinced that President Biden is an experienced person, and it's clear that we spoke face-to-face for almost 2 hours. It doesn't happen with all leaders that you have such a detailed conversation face-to-face."
Speaking before the Senate, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States is well on its way to a robust economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is planning to visit the Texas-Mexico border. Trump saying he accepted an invitation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to visit the area on June 30th. This as illegal immigrant car chases with smugglers continues to rise across the entire state of Texas. In one of the most recent cases, a smuggler carrying 12 illegal immigrants crashed into the front gate of a home in McAllen, Texas. Texas State Trooper Chris Olivares tells Fox News these sorts of occurrences are now happening every day.
Sadly, we've had incidents where there has been fatality crashes because of these smugglers, the way they drive, and unfortunately we might start seeing that a lot more because of these increase of pursuits.
The Randolph, New Jersey School District announced that all holidays would be simply referred to as days off instead of traditional names like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The announcement set off a backlash, including a petition calling for the resignation of board members. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back to Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday, the Senate passed a bill that would make Juneteenth or June 19th a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. The federal holiday designation would allow it to be a paid day off. It is expected to easily pass the House, and then it's going to go to President Joe Biden for a signature. Now, Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans, according to AP News, learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but the words didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19th, according to AP News. That's when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas. It was actually 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing slaves in the southern states. So making Juneteenth a federal holiday has been something that has been debated for a while. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said we must continue to work to ensure equal justice and fulfill the promise of the Emancipation Proclamation and our Constitution. And so, people are thinking, why would there even be a debate about having it a federal holiday? Well, one is there's a school district, which we're talking about, that is erasing all holiday names from a school calendar, just calling it a day off. So does that mean that Juneteenth won't be recognized as a, you know, as a federal holiday anyway? Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, he does support resolutions in recognizing the significance of Juneteenth, but was concerned that the new holiday would give federal employees another day off at the cost of $600 million per year. Now, he says, while it still seems strange that having taxpayers provide federal employees paid time off is now required to celebrate the end of slavery, it is clear that there is no appetite in Congress to further discuss the matter, he says. Therefore, I do not intend to object. So the bill was sponsored by Senator Edward Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, had 60 co-sponsors. And it's, I mean, Juneteenth, I do agree that that is something that needs to be recognized. I think it was heartbreaking to know that, you know, back in the 1800s when, you know, slavery was supposed to have ended, it didn't in multiple areas. And then still the discrimination persisted for decades after. And so Juneteenth is extremely significant and I think it does have to be recognized. I can understand the other side on, does it have to be a paid day off? So, I loved getting paid days off with very few jobs that I might have maybe had where that happened. But for the most part, as a doctor, you worked no matter what the day was. I don't think we got any extra pay. I don't think we got the day off. It was just, you know, you had to work. So I don't really, you know, I might be biased in the sense of, I wish all jobs got to have paid days off. I get federal workers have difficult jobs, but I would love to see all of us get, you know, I love all of us to have the paid day off. And Juneteenth shouldn't be about taxpaying dollars. Juneteenth should be about slavery finally ending in our country and never should have even existed, and it sadly did. That's what Juneteenth should be about. But federal workers get another paid day off, you know, it does kind of cause controversy, and I think it unfortunately shifts focus. And we are currently in this now big controversy of holiday names and these days off even keeping their name. So 2,500 people in New Jersey have signed a petition calling for the Randolph Board of Education to resign. Now, this was days after the district voted to remove the names of holidays from the school calendar. They say Superintendent Jen Fano and all the Board of Education members have disgraced our community and clearly do not have the best interests of our children in anything they do. This was an online petition. They said they represent everything that is wrong in education today and are completely incompetent in every aspect of the role. Now, well, obviously, the parents are mad. And the Randolph Public School calendar is not going to list any holiday by name. It's just going to be generic and say day off. No description of the reason behind it. Now, I guess devil's advocate, but I believe the reason why they did that is they thought people were going to be insulted by a Columbus Day or a Christmas or New Year's Day. And so to avoid controversy, day off, just like Washington Redskins, they got rid of the Redskin name. They couldn't come up with another name in time, you know, for the next season. So just Washington Football Team, played as safe as possible. Unfortunately, people got pretty angered with that. So on Sunday, the Board of Education issued a statement saying the large public outcry regarding the removal of the holidays is because their intentions were misunderstood. They said our actions are somehow being misconstrued by some to mean the Randolph School District is no longer recognizing these holidays, teaching about them to our students, and honoring the great veterans and the heroes whom many of these holidays have been named. Nothing could be further from the truth, they said. They said these state, federal, and other holidays have not been canceled or taken away by this Board of Education, as some are falsely claiming. Schools will still be closed on the days that we originally approved, and our children will know why. They will still continue to receive instruction in schools about these important historical events and the people behind them. So what we're having here is companies and institutions and schools caught between a rock and a hard place, between cancel culture, appearing biased, giving in to woke philosophies, and trying to play it safe. And we are becoming so neutral. And mind you, I'm not a big fan of pendulums and black or white and that, but it's becoming so gray that schools aren't even going to recognize your gender, if you're a boy or girl, if you want to be recognized as that. They're not going to recognize what the holidays are. School, and mind you, being devil's advocate, I'm not saying this to defend the school, because I disagree with what they did, but schools have been thrown into these politics, even with critical race theory, when their job is to teach math, science, art, musical instruments, physical education, discipline, and history shouldn't be controversial. History is history. But because so many textbooks and so many people took it upon themselves to twist history one way or another, schools are now stuck between a rock and a hard place of what do they teach to not tick off any particular people. And I guess Columbus Day has been changed to Indigenous Peoples Day. Some school boards have already changed that. Some parents are upset about that, some aren't. But there's this, you know, there's just this pressure that everybody is feeling to not be on the wrong side of woke. And it's unfortunately going to, you can't stop there. Human, then the term human is going to have to be changed. I believe somebody was talking about how Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are named after, I believe, Greek gods. And some people might find those offensive, so we might not even be able to have Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. There's just, and then if there's a church, or there's a temple or a mosque, and they are, you know, they say Merry Christmas, or Happy Hanukkah, or whatever, and that's offensive, do churches and mosque temples have to modify their language, and their, it's, when does it, you know, where does it end? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And thank you guys for all the messages. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Love you guys. Hey, it's been a good birthday so far. So a couple days ago, I had seen a report that RSV was rising and affecting not only kids but adults as well. And I really have to stop eating in the middle of break. Because then y'all get to see it. I had a french fry. I was hungry. It's my birthday. I'm going to eat french fries. Okay? I had one french fry. That's it. Still there, though. I'm savoring it till my next break. And RSV, when I heard that there were RSV cases rising, I did a double check to double take and I checked my calendar. We're in June. It's June 16th. This is not peak RSV season. RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a winter virus. Peak December to February. Kids will get it. I think my kids got it. Infants and toddlers, usually the most vulnerable of the populations or the most common population hit, but adults can get it also. And the mild cases are like a cold, coughing, sneezing. More medium to more severe cases could include the wheezing, the respiratory distress, the difficulty breathing. And so the CDC has notified us, I believe they did it over the weekend. They notified us that there's a bunch of states having an increase in RSV, and this is summer time. That's odd. So the states include Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. And why is this a big deal? Not only is this an odd time of year, now, mind you, RSV could infect just like a cold, even possibly flu year-round. You just don't see a lot of flu in the summer. You don't really see a lot of winter colds in the summer. You don't really see a lot of RSV in the summer. So one, for the CDC to see an uptick is odd. And then number two, it's not in some of these states where they still have cold weather. We're seeing it in the south. It's hot. It's muggy. It's summer plus. Summer squared. So what the heck is going on here? RSV can be deadly to those who are vulnerable, especially from a respiratory standpoint. Some of these kids need to get these nebulized breathing treatments of albuterol to help open up the lungs, open up the airways. Some of them need to be put on steroids. Some of them have to be hospitalized. And a concern that a lot of doctors have is COVID might have caused so many kids to not be in school and out and about such that they're a year older. And the older you are, the more severe, I don't want to say the more severe it could be necessarily, because a lot of adults, it's mild. But for some kids, if they didn't build up an immunity or be exposed to some mild RSV before they became sick with it, they might be virgins from an immunological standpoint to RSV and then get hit with a more severe case of it. So on one end, COVID could have really put them into a very perilous position. Now, it's too early to tell what's going on with these RSV cases, but the CDC right now wants to remind healthcare personnel, childcare providers, staff of long-term care facilities to avoid reporting to work while ill. And so one thing that's complicating matters is the only disease anybody is worried about right now is COVID. So they're coughing, they're sneezing, some of them are having mild fever. I'm telling them over the phone because they'll call through the telemedicine company I work for. Don't go to work. I don't have COVID. And I'm like, I don't care if you have COVID or not. You're sick. You have some sort of an illness. A patient got nasty with me the other day because she's about to fly. She was about to fly, and she wanted a Z-Pak. She wanted an antibiotic, and she had this cold. And I go, can you make sure it's not COVID? It's not COVID. Just give me the antibiotic. I'm like, I'm not allowed to do that, okay? You know, I mean, especially if it's a cold. She goes, yeah, but I need to fly. And I go, if you're actually having a cold or an infection that you think you need antibiotics for, you really shouldn't be getting on a plane. And so people have this thinking that as long as they don't have COVID, they could be around other people. I understand that thinking because before COVID, we lived a normal life. People went back to work after the flu. Some of them are unfortunately working while they had the flu, which I didn't like. But we still went to the mall. We still went to concerts. We still went to games. People had colds, and unfortunately, they spread colds, but you know, the average American wants to go back to that, going, who cares if I have the sniffles or a cough? Let me go about my day and do what I need to do. The whole world doesn't have to shut down. But the problem is we might have brewed more severe medical presentations of things that might not have had to have been so severe. RSV can be severe for infants and toddlers. But people are worried that here we are in the summer, a time of year that we're not supposed to see these cases, and we're seeing these cases. So RSV could look like COVID, but you have a negative COVID test. Now, remember there was a recall of COVID tests because some of these COVID tests were wrong? Just one cluster after another. Cluster, cluster, cluster. So, yeah, somebody tells me they don't have COVID and they're sick. I'm like, if you're sick, can you please still stay away from others? Wear a mask. Common sense, common knowledge. You might not have to be home for 10 days, but, you know, but so now the CDC wants to warn everybody that if you're sick, but you're COVID negative, it could still be RSV. Now, could COVID have helped the situation? Could COVID and locking these kids up away from school and having to be stuck with mom all day or dad all day at home help save lives? It could have. RSV kills hundreds of kids a year. I'm not sure what the number is, but we definitely had less RSV-related deaths. I'm sorry. 100 to 500 kids under the age of 5 die each year of RSV. Overall, 14,000 deaths occur in the U.S., including adults with RSV. So RSV is nothing to dink around with. So maybe COVID protected a lot of people. But the big question is did we now allow this virus that had been competing with COVID or not being able to jump and have a variability of hosts to become stronger and withstand heat, withstand humidity? I don't know. I'm not an immunologist. I know that's a big shock to you, right? What am I? I'm a family doc. I didn't really specialize in anything, okay? It's hard to specialize. I was 4 years high school, 4 years college, 4 years medical school, then 3 years residency, I was done. I wanted to have babies, so don't give me crap about not becoming an immunologist, although I am kind of fascinated by that, and maybe I will go back to school. It's on my bucket list to become a specialist and go back to school and be in residency. Yeah, it's on my bucket list. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, kids may have a runny nose, there may be a fever, starts to get worse around day 3 or 5, so it can mimic and look exactly like COVID. So infants, unfortunately, are not going to talk to you like an adult would or an older kid would. Kids might just be lethargic. So I'm getting a lot of calls from infants with flu-like symptoms. Parents are saying my kid is croup. I'm like, croup? Again, croup is a wintry type of cold. It's this really barky cough. Cough isn't like that. It could be RSV. So something to kind of watch out for and get yourself checked out. There are RSV swabs that we could test you for. But, you know, I hope we didn't start to brew a new beast. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.